So last week, and they did Fork in the Road, and they did a very different version than they did a year ago when they were here on the live drive at 5. We don't have the newest one broken down into sets yet, but we're going to play Fork in the Road from the show that they did, the Wall Clocks did on the Motor Live Drive about a year ago. And Friday night, they're playing at Paychecks on Kniff in Hamtramck. So here's the Wall Clocks.
Look around all the roads of ahead, and I see your face on a sign. My eyes are closed, girl, I'm lying in bed, and I feel your hands in mine. There's a fork in the road, yours is so far away. Which way leads to home and takes my pain away? 'Cause I'm already facing one direction, and I think I'm seeing my reflection, but it's just you down the other road. I can't part with your words or your eyes or your kiss. My love for you won't die, just to name a few, those things that I miss. Since the day you said goodbye, there's a fork in the road, and yours is so far away. Which way leads to home and takes my pain away? But I'm already facing one direction, and I think I'm seeing my reflection, but it's just you down the other road. Down the other road. Down the other road. Down the other road.
Okay, that was the Wall Clocks doing Fork in the Road on a live drive at 5 about a year ago, and you can check them out Friday night at Paychecks. I can already see it. We are on WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. This is Motor, where we tell you what's going on around town and encourage you to get out and support live music. Band isn't quite ready yet, but I want to make a let you know about a couple other shows going on around town, including the Orbisons are playing here in Dearborn at the New Place Lounge Saturday night. We've got This Last Breath is playing tonight out at the Pike Room in Pontiac. That's inside the Crowfoot. And they are going to be playing with These Green Eyes. And I haven't seen This Last Breath for a while. It'd be good to get out there to see them. Skin and Bones is playing a show tonight over at the New Way Bar in Ferndale. The Friends of Dennis Wilson are playing an early show at the Magic Stick with Holly Golightly and the Hinchmen. The Ducks are playing Friday night at the East Quad at U of M. No other information, but I guess it's an outdoor show, so it's the East Quad at U of M up in Ann Arbor. And don't forget, next week on the Live Drive at 5, we've got the band Hiding in Thailand coming in. And then as a very special show for Thanksgiving, we've got the Natives of the New Dawn. They're going to be doing a show the night before at St. Andrews with... I draw a blank right now. I'll talk more about that later. But they're going to be playing St. Andrews on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And while they've got a little bit of break from the road, they're going to stop by at the Live Drive at 5 on Thanksgiving Day and do a Live Drive at 5 here on WHFR. And if you miss any of the live drives, you can always check them out in our archives on WHFR's website, whfr.fm. Just click on the podcast for Motor Live Drive. And right now, you still have to do it by date, but if you want to find the date of a band, you can always go to our playlist, enter the name of the band, and it'll tell you, it'll come up with times the show band has been played on our station, and you'll see the ones listed as the live drive, and then you can go from there, pick the date on the podcast. I know that's a lot of talking and a lot of... Are we ready to go? As we got thumbs up? No, we're not ready to go. All right, then we're going to play a little bit of Great Lake Miss Society off their Compass Rose Bouquet. Song's called Stump Speech, and Friday night they're playing up in Ann Arbor at the Blind Pig.
Ooh, love, weather vanes and charms may protect your home. But ooh, love, don't get caught at night.
Okay, that was Great Lake Miss Society. They're playing Friday night at the Blind Pig. We heard Stump Speech off the Compass Rose Bouquet. Looks like we got a little bit more time, so we're going to try to squeak in next week's band, Hiding in Thailand. It did a song on their CD, In All Directions, called Gratuitous Party Anthem. Let's check out them, and you can hear them next week on the Live Drive at 5. We'll be right back. All right, that was Hiding in Thailand, and you can check them out on the live drive next week. And in the studio today, we have, well, it's kind of appropriate being called the Empty Orchestra because it's kind of a stripped-down orchestra today. And I also want to say we have a new host for the Motor Live Drive, King Harvest.
King Harvest.
King Harvest is here with us.
Yes, I did it once before, and I'm back again. Thanks for having me in. While we're here, fellas, I guess we'll get started by introducing yourselves to us, please.
Sure. My name is Steven. I sing and play guitar for Empty Orchestra.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Steven.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's up?
We got Steven, and who else is with you?
My name is John Duffy, and I play the electric and acoustic guitar for Empty Orchestra quite well. Thanks.
Okay. Oh, we're having a few technical difficulties here.
Okay.
What's the first thing you're going to play?
We're going to play a song called Civil War. It's off our first EP.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. Okay, we are set to go. And here we are with a stripped-down version of the Empty Orchestra doing Civil War.
All gray, and we're all blue. And there ain't no one up in front to tell us what to do. You see, the thing about the future is it's at least exaggerated, and it may be myth if it's a gift, like they say it is. Well, it must be like the ones your grandmother gives. You know the kind where the thought is nice, but you have no idea what to do with. This is like a civil war infirmary. It's more butcher block than surgery. And the best we've yet to find are cross-cut saws and irons to cauterize. One of these nights on the 4th of July, a careless fireworks display will set our town alight. Every wood frame house in our neighborhood will go to heaven or wherever houses go, and they've been good. So shut your eyes, take a deep breath too, and son, bye. Down hard on this, it'll all be over soon. We got miles of meat and blood and bone to get through. This is like a civil war infirmary. It's more butcher block than surgery. And the best we've yet to find are cross-cut saws and irons to cauterize. Save us from the doctor's steady hand. Deliver us from kindness practiced by our fellow man. Spare us all these bandages and shame. No more speeches over our remains. Coming out to the show, my muscles quake as if forced by electrodes.
You're all here to see the thing take place. We should sell photographs and commemorative plates.
Thanks a lot.
That was great, fellas.
Thanks. Thank you.
Did one of you guys write that song?
Yeah, I kind of wrote it.
You kind of wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote it. Yeah. I mean, I sort of wrote the skeletons for all these, and then all my friends kind of helped me out.
Oh, well, that's great. What were some of your early influences before we get into the next song?
My early influences? I don't know. I can talk about me, and then John, you can give some influences, I guess.
Sure.
I like Tom Waits a lot. When I was younger, I got really into Tom Waits and Tom Petty, all the Toms. I just really like songwriters in general. So like Michael Penn, Robbie Fulks, Joe Henry, a lot of just singer-songwriters.
And your influences?
I think what Steven offers lyrically, the rest of the band really kind of chimes in with different musical influences because we all have a lot of kind of different... musical backgrounds, and a lot of the different people who I really admire are kind of experimental guitarists and sort of experimental musicians, especially the guitarists of a lot of the groups that Stephen was talking about. I really admire Mark Rebo from the Tom Waits group.
Favorite guitarist of all time.
Is really good. Another guitar player that I really admire is Doug Pettibone, who plays with the Lucinda Williams group and has played with her group for a long time. And I think that the work that he produces really sort of enhances a lot of the songs that she works with and really takes them to the next level, which I think we all sort of aspire to do.
We aspire to the next level.
Well, that's great. So what's the next selection you're going to play for us?
We're going to play a song called Like Pianos.
Okay. You ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Cutting the rope that holds up this song, and it falls like pianos to the sidewalk below. The set of the movie comes down around me until the window surrounds me, and aren't I lucky? And I keep saying I, as if I were telling a story, as if I had an interest in whatever comes next, as if whatever came next would be fine. Stand the trip, 'cause it's just like I was telling the story. This is a story of trying hard. The ending gets worse every time that I start. Thank you.
guys.
Short and sweet. That was just beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me ask you a question. I see by your bio here that sometimes you carry a whole lot of people. How does that work out, and where are they now?
We usually appear as anywhere from 5 to 7 people in the band, and so we're usually much larger than we are now. We were going to do it as a full band. Our drummer actually got called away yesterday, a family emergency, so we were thinking of him and his family, but yeah, we decided that this was probably the best way to do things this time.
I see that you have some gigs coming up. You want to talk about a couple of those? Or?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we have a show this Saturday in Flint, where we're from, at U of M Flint. We're playing a show with a lot of our friends from the area, and a great band from Chicago called Oh My God, who we've played with before, and we've known those guys for quite a while. And then on Wednesday, I guess it's Wednesday, it's coming up fast, the 19th, we're playing at the Shelter in Detroit with Steel Train, which should be a really fun show.
Are you going to have the full band with you at that time then?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll definitely have the full band there.
That's great. Well, how about another selection?
Great. That's good.
What do you be playing next?
We're going to play a song called I Forget. It's the first song off of our full length. the record's called Here Lies Empty Orchestra.
Okay, thank you.
Get my harmonica off. Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
And wherever that might be,
Sounds good. Once again, what was the name of that song?
It's called I Forget.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I forgot.
Right.
Can I ask you, fellas, how old you are?
Sure. I'm 30.
You're 30?
Yeah.
I am 26.
And how long you guys been playing?
As this band, we've been playing for about 2.5 years.
Okay. And what was the first song you ever learned on guitar?
First song I ever learned on guitar? I think it was a Jesus and Mary Chain song. It's called Far Gone and Out. It was like something that I was really into when I was in middle school. So,
don't be ashamed.
No, the Jesus and Mary Chain is really awesome.
Yeah,
actually.
They're sweet.
Yeah.
The first song I ever learned how to play when I was 13 years old, and it was the that kind of like the main riff of that Link Wray song Rumble.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's really awesome.
We love Link Wray here on the radio station.
Yeah.
We're the only station in town that plays Link Wray.
That's great. Right now. It's just like the whole thing is so gnarly sounding, and it's got great, like, just tremolo and fuzz on it, and it's just a really, to this day, I really enjoy. I mean, I like Link Wray in general, but.
We should probably
that's a great
cover
song.
That.
It's an awesome song. We
it
should.
Really is an awesome song.
So, you guys have another song ready for us now?
Yeah, we do. Are we doing this without a capo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this song is called A Sense of Place. It's also on our first EP. It's about Flint, where we're from. A lot of my songs are about Flint, so. You ready?
Yeah.
There's a kind of a fight between fields and steel. It's like right in the middle of the street. Spilled out from the bar for us all to see if there were anyone around here but me. And I think the steel has it, 'cause I'm in a train and I'm speeding past it. Such things as memories help us like some kind of autopsy. They help like a defibrillation machine. Where we tear down whatever we can't remember. And I can't remember why, but it seemed to make sense at the time. Where I'm from, we remember everything forever, and I don't understand that any better. It's troublesome as stone to me. ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, aren't we all lucky to have such things as particle board and meat and blood and bone, and things not so troublesome as stone? And I feel, but you know what they say, remember, it won't always be this way. And I feel just great, but you know what they say, remember, it won't always be this way.
It's nice having the applause in the studio.
Let me ask you a question about Flint.
Okay.
People down here are interested in Flint. You know, you're our sister city.
Oh yeah.
Do you feel a kinship here with Detroit? Is that a big part of your influence too? Or
yeah, I mean, I grew up. I'm sure John did too. Like, grew up going to shows in Detroit, and like, that was kind of like how I got into music, was coming down to Detroit to see shows. And I don't know, that this the music scene in Flint was also a really great, it was really great on its own too, at least when we were sort of younger and playing in bands. And and so I think we've it's connected, but it's also kind of individual for us, at least. I think, I don't know if you.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like growing up and playing in kind of punk bands or ska punk bands in Flint, and feeling like you knew everyone, and you could go to a concert and, you know, all of your friends were there either playing or seeing their friends play music. And then when you came to Detroit to see concerts of other bands you looked up to but didn't really know personally, it was a very kind of humbling experience, because most of those bands at least were far better than the band that I was in at the time. But it was also really good because, you know, you just got a chance to see a completely different world where people like you were doing things that, you know, you were also sort of in the process of doing. And Detroit to me was always this sort of, it was that type of a thing, but it was like what was going on in Flint, but to a much greater degree. And I really, to this day, I really like a lot of the bands. And I know whenever I would try to sort of branch out and communicate with any of the bands that I really enjoyed, it was always this kind of experience that was just like further alienating. So I just kind of stopped doing that. I just like watched from the back of the room and then immediately left. Yeah,
it's really cool. Like now though, being a, I mean, we just played the Majestic Theater a couple months ago, and that was someplace that I thought I would never get to. It was just like so huge to me when I was like 16,
right.
And we just got to play there, and it was a really, really cool. I feel like I had sort of like made it in some in some sense.
Like being a soul artist in the 60s playing the Apollo,
right,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
like, yeah. Here's the big time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you fellas have another selection for us?
Yeah. The next one we're going to do is, it's called Bible Black.
Okay.
And it's also off of the first EP. It should be interesting. We've never done this acoustic before.
It's an exclusive.
Yeah. Well, we haven't done a lot of these songs acoustic, but this is going to be interesting. Set there.
Yeah.
All right. Ready?
Let me just double check this. So the sixth.
Yep.
All right. Good.
All of our songs have capos, and so we're forever tuning and stuff.
Okay. Great.
My chest was splayed. It was exactly zigzag so as to navigate a spice trade. Bible black, oh, plain as day. What is that? Oh, what do we mean when we say Bible black, car pinstripe with daylight? What is all that mean anyway? And behind me, nothing on my sleeves. There's barely anything anywhere. There's barely room to breathe. Life's too short, it's way too long. It's life is wine and roses, it's life's a song. And Bible black, oh, plain as day. What is that? Oh, what do we mean when we say Bible black, oh, pinstripe with daylight? What is all that mean anyway? Crooked map of me. It's the only way I found to make this place a memory. Life's too short, or it's way too long. This life is trouble, and so's a song.
You're listening to WHFR, the only station making waves, 89.3 on your radio dial. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your guest host, King Harvest. I'm here with the marvelous Margaret. And we've got Stephen Wisniewski and John Duffy from the Empty Orchestra with us.
Yep.
They're thrilling us with their acoustic music, and I guess we're going to be switching over to some electric instruments next. How much louder do you usually play when you're in the clubs?
When we're in a full band, we are incredibly painfully loud.
Are you?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I've been getting a kick out about your lyrical content and kind of subtleties.
Yeah.
But I guess is some of that lost in the live thing, or you don't care?
I think it's a trade-off. Yeah. I mean, I think that live is always a different kind of animal than recording is. I mean, we're actually in the process of recording for our next full length right now, and so. It's that balance between really taking a lot of time and crafting things and really paying attention to lyrics and levels and stuff like that. And then when we play live, there's a different dynamic that takes over. So, I mean, some of it comes through, I'm sure some of it doesn't, but it's just a different experience.
I will mention one thing about your next CD. We have Here Lies the Empty Orchestra in our studio, but most of them have been crossed off as do not plays due to some language issues.
Yeah.
So when you come out with your new one, if you could keep that in mind, it'll get a lot more airplay. So what do you have set up for us? Oh, you're going to go to the electric now, right?
Yeah, we're still switching to the
switching
electric.
Switching gears.
I know that the... Well, the language thing, I don't know. The first EP that we put out was kind of, it started out as just a recording project. And so I had actually challenged myself to write in obscenity into every song to see if I could do it. And I did. I succeeded. It's, I don't know. I think there's power to all kinds of words, and then those are included. But I'm cleaning it up
Well, while you guys are getting the equipment set up, I want to remind people that you, if you're driving out of the area or you're not able to catch the whole show or you want to hear it again, you can go to whfr.fm, which is our website, and click on the little button that says Live Drive at the top of the page, and that'll take you to a whole sheet of dates of different Live Drive at 5 shows. And if you click on today's date, November 13th, you'll be able to listen. It'll download, and you'll be able to listen to the show in its entirety at your leisure. So that's at whfr.fm. The archives are in our podcast. So that's it's really an awesome venue. We've been getting blogs and comments on our website about bands after they've been on the Live Drive. So it's nice to know that people are accessing that and picking up on some music, even if you're not in the area and able to hear it right now. So remember that. Live Drive at 5's podcast. So are we ready to go? Okay, what's the first one going to be?
This is a new song. This is one that isn't on any of our records. We just recorded this past month, and it's called Trust Me. It's about how you shouldn't under any circumstances trust me.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shot eyes, and if I sound tired, then I apologize. Been up all night trying to make things new, and I guess that my head must be clouded with the fumes, because I can't remember why I felt so blue. I'm sure that it'll come back to me, it'll come back to you. And our mouths make promises with our fingers crossed. This comfort is ugly, but it's true. We don't have to do anything that we don't want to. We're back in the same room, the same brush and paint, trying not to spill it, trying not to make mistakes. Make some sense out of all this color and all this space. We'll be right back.
scraps of paper like family heirlooms, and spend too many mornings in public bathrooms, too many miles away from the night before. All of these things said so quiet in real life, shouted at the edge of a stage for you. Speak up if you please, we can't hear in the back of the room. You don't want to, trust me, you don't want to. You don't want to.
And that was Trust Me, and you promised you weren't going to have any obscenities on the air, and you said to trust you.
Yeah, but I know.
I hope we can.
Oh, you can. Yeah, I'm trustworthy. Not a problem.
This time for sure?
Yeah.
Okay. And with your regular band, what kind of instrumentation do you usually have along with you?
We have... at least a couple of guitars, bass, drums, piano, organ, and pretty much everybody sings. So yeah, we make quite a racket.
How long does it take you to teach the songs to all these different many people, and do they all show up usually, or?
Well, it has been rotating. So each time somebody new comes in, we all sort of. Go through the whole set and bring them in, but a lot of these people, I mean, everyone that I play with has formed these songs along with me, so I mean it's kind of a group project.
Can any of you read music?
John, you're probably the most. Well, no, our organ player Pam is very trained, and so she's probably the one who.
So you have like charts for it. You have like cheat charts for people to use, or.
Well, people who can read them. Usually, it's just look at my hands and see how it goes.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's have another selection.
Okay. This one's called Vaudeville Tears.
Well, this is a long drive, nothing to think about besides. I'm ready to get better now, I swear at least I'll try. And how the world around me rings, my heart is done goodbye the strangest things. Depend on the devil now for something to do, and they try, but they don't get very far. They just manhandle strings on electric guitars. Sound they all make. Yeah, this is where the piano's mic come in.
but I don't play.
Empty Orchestra on WHFR, the only station making waves on the Motor Live Drive at 5. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show, and I see we've got three songs still planned, so I don't know if we'll get all three of them in.
That's fine, that's fine.
But you're always ready, I see. As a matter of fact, that might even be the name of the next song, right?
It's Always Already. It comes from a theory term. It's about all my friends seem to like be moving away from Michigan at a certain point when I wrote this, so that's kind of what it's about.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
Great, thanks.
Always already stand.
say everything you ever wanted to say. Say it all. Already here and always already. We're always already here and always already. We're always already here and always already.
Well, that was just great, fellas.
Thanks a lot.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your internet capabilities for your band here?
Our capabilities are expanding. we have a MySpace, of course, just like I think everyone else in the world. It's myspace.com/emptyorchestra. And we're just kind of finishing up our own website, which is hereliesemptyorchestra.com. And that should be launched in the next couple of days.
And do you have some tracks available on there to purchase?
Yeah, you can. Both of our records, our first EP is actually, it's out of print physically, so you can't buy the regular CD anymore, but it's available on iTunes. And our full length is also available on iTunes, and you can buy the full length, an actual CD. You can get it from our website, from our label's website, and at shows.
Well, we want to thank you for coming here to WHFR, the only station making waves.
Thank you for having us.
Why don't you mention once again where you're going to be playing next, and we'll let you outro with some music after that.
Okay. We are playing Saturday in Flint at University of Michigan Flint, which should be a really fun show. And we are playing the 19th, which I believe, is that Wednesday?
I believe it's Tuesday or Wednesday.
The 19th, anyway. We're playing at the Shelter in Detroit. With Steel Train, and that should also be a fantastic show. They're a great band. So.
Well, that's just fabulous, and we'd like to invite you back with your full compliment and let you blast out a little bit as soon as you want. But
yeah,
go ahead and give us one more selection on your way out, please. Thank you.
Okay, this is another new one. We've actually never played this one live. We just recorded this, but it's
another exclusive. Another exclusive. WHFR, yeah.
Exclusive.
Dearborn.
Yeah. Thanks for participating in our experiment.
You heard it here first.
It's called Black and Blue. It's about waking up with bruises you can't explain.
Ready? Yeah. Is there a count?
No, four.
Okay. Let's
do one, two.
Don't remember getting hit or running into anything, and you're wondering where it could be from. Because we're living in a world that's designed to beat you up, and I'm surprised that they don't find bruises on our bodies all the time. My arm that's so faint by now, and I forget how much it hurt, and I'm marveling at how I've got any arms or legs anymore. It's just a matter